All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the first broadcast of the new year. It's the 5th of January, 2021. And again, I want to wish all of you a happy 2021, as we say good riddance to 2020, which is by some measures one of the most difficult years that we've had in recent times anyway. We'll see what lies ahead, and we're going to be talking to our guests about that today. I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and also want to invite you to keep sending along your questions, comments, whatever they may be, to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com, and we also want to thank our sponsors, because without them, there would be no show. NV Gold, Cassier Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, which is a new one, and we'll be talking to Quentin Henning about El Oro and its prospects in a few minutes from now. Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining Corp are the sponsors who make this show possible. Our title of today's show, Dealing with the New Great Depression. Jim Rickards, Dr. Quentin Henning, and Michael Oliver are with my guest today. Denial is a state of mind used to avoid dealing with reality. We Americans have refused to deal with the mathematical reality of systemic pathology of piling debt on top of debt, much of which is owed to foreigners. After each market crash, neurotic policymakers have applied the same unsuccessful remedies while somehow expecting a different outcome. America has abused its privilege of owning the world's reserve currency. While that has served to fund the military-industrial complex very well, it has not only left the United States as the largest debtor nation in history, but has transferred massive amounts of wealth from the middle class, which was once a very strong, prosperous, and productive group of people, to the filthy rich elite political and industrial class that are positioned closest to the Federal Reserve printing press. COVID-19 seems to have been the nail in the coffin, however, for the dollar that seems to have destined the world's reserve currency to the dustbin of history while we sit on the precipice of the next Great Depression. As James Rickards, who is my guest in the second half of today's show, points out in his new book, he points out in his new book titled The New Great Depression, there will be winners and there will be losers in this emerging tragedy. We will ask him how we might improve our prospects of joining the winners, and one way to turn these negatives into positives might very well be to pay attention to the company Dr. Quentin Henning is going to talk to us about. That's El Oro Resources, our most recent sponsor. Quentin will be with me right after the first commercial break to explain why he is so excited about that company's prospects in Bolivia. Now, keep in mind that Quentin Henning's advice, his technical advice, is highly sought after by many mining companies, and he picks and chooses those he thinks have the best chance to do well. And he certainly is very enthusiastic about El Oro Resources, and we'll ask him why when he's with us during the second segment, right after our first commercial break. But right now, I'm really happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me to share his thoughts about what markets might look like in 2021. Thanks for being with me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
It's really good to have you with me, and I'm looking at a chart. I think I passed it along to you. It's sort of a chart that's looking like gold is headed almost straight up. And it looks a little bit like the M1 chart that I've looked at as well. And we, you know, Alistair MacLeod has passed that along. Actually, the Federal Reserve in December, over a two-week period, as towards Alistair pointed out, that the Fed was printing money at a clip of, well, 14% in 2 weeks. If you annualize that, it comes out to 360% a year. I mean, we're seeing M1 just skyrocket. So I'm wondering, what are your thoughts now on gold and silver, the commodities? I know you've turned bullish before anyone else, pretty much. Timely so, but nonetheless, a lot of people haven't picked up on the commodities. But just give us your view right now. This is the first program that we're having in 2021. What are you seeing in the precious metals and the commodities?
Well, gold led the way, as it did in the late 70s. It made a low in 1976 after a high in 1975, and it took off till 1980. So it half a year in 76 and then the three following years, solid up. I think we're at the point now where gold has advanced over the last, well, let's go back just to the secondary low. That was in the summer of 2018. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 2.5 years of up, but it's not been really explosive. I mean, there have been a few periods where you gain 100 or so bucks pretty quick and then you congest and so forth, but it's been more of an even pace. Mm-hmm. So no real liftoff. Example of a liftoff would be what silver did this July. We hit our buy trigger at 1948, which was an annual momentum breakout, not a price breakout. And silver was almost 30 within 3 weeks. It's 50% gain.
Yeah.
That's an explosion. Now, I expect at some point, probably soon, we're going to see gold do that. Mm-hmm. For gold, our target right now, our working target for this move is that sometime late 2021 or 22, gold sees something like $8,000 to $9,000 an ounce.
Wow.
And that's based on quite a few things, but also just a simple logarithmic price chart analysis or ratio scaled price analysis. And we had a chart on that in our most recent report. And silver, I think, is going to outpace gold. I think the first off, you got to recognize on silver, there's two old highs. One was at 49 back in 1980, and one was at 49 in 2011. So silver's really, it's still confined below its old two peaks, whereas gold's mm-hmm. well above the 1980 mm-hmm. peak, which was 850, et cetera. And so I think silver's got a lot of catching up to do, and I think it will. And I would suspect if we're right on gold, silver's going to be a couple $100 an ounce.
Wow.
In excess of 200. And also not slowly. I've said this before. I think what we're into, not just market-wise, but economy-wise, social-wise, disorder-wise, is not incremental change, but chaotic, rapid change. In other words, the chaos theories, guys, will get their reward here. It's going to be a snap, mm-hmm. not a crawl. Mm-hmm. And so far, gold's been crawling for the last 3 years, and I think it's about to lift off. In fact, it might even lift off in the next few days. It wouldn't shock me. I don't mm-hmm. know if they've priced in what we think is the likely outcome of the election today, which is to say a Democrat Senate. Mm-hmm. And if you get a full Democrat Senate, House, President, I mean, they've got it locked up. They can do whatever they want, basically. Yeah. And that means not only do you have the Fed doing whatever they want, you have the federal government doing whatever it wants. And they're both going to be headed in the same direction. So it's full throttle in terms of money growth, fiscal stimulus, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so I think that's on the gold-silver side. Now, the commodities are echoing, lagged, but still echoing what gold has already said, and they're starting to explode. You don't even need a momentum charts anymore. You can look at a soybean chart, look at a sugar chart, corn, wheat, pretty soon cattle. One of our favorite sectors, for example, is commodity-related, which is the oil sectors, which were beat off the page over the last few years. I mean, taken down to like 5% of their value, you know, of their prior peaks. They're starting to explode. Like today, for instance, a couple of the oil service sectors and oil exploration sectors that we watch are up 8 and 9%, and they were up huge yesterday. And this is with a down stock market.
Yeah, that's true.
Down on the year, that is, still.
Yeah.
So I think the commodities in general, you can throw a dart, are joining in with gold, which is to say they're going to create the inflation. The Fed wants inflation, they're going to get it, but it ain't going to be 2%. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, if the stock market wobbles and folds over, which we think it likely will, you've got to watch the NASDAQ 100 in that regard, not the S&P, they will not let off the throttle if the stock market starts to cave. They'll continue, in which case that money flow won't go into the stock market. It will go into the commodity market, which is exactly what happened in the late 70s. The stock market was a wasteland from the mid-70s through 1982, total wasteland. Mm-hmm. And gold and silver and commodities exploded.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in the 1970s, I know if you looked at the inflation impact on stock prices, it was actually as pernicious as the Great Depression, I think. Somebody pointed that out.
Yeah.
So, Michael, let me understand then. It might just be investors taking a look and saying, well, these stocks are really overpriced now, and now we have this commodity sector that has never really lifted off. But now mm-hmm. it's really starting to look strong. I can make a lot of money by selling my stocks and going to commodities. Do you think that's what's going on,
I think that's been underway. I think some large asset managers, including non-gold type, mm-hmm. Ray Dalio types, who recognize what's going on with the Fed and realize that, hey, this is, don't fool yourself about your stock price. In fact, he said that. Mm-hmm. Your stock price doesn't mean much because they're destroying the money unit that it's measured by. Mm-hmm. And these guys are favoring gold, mm-hmm. and they're moving big money.
Yeah, Michael, with just about a minute left here yet, Alistair MacLeod is talking about the likelihood that eventually the interest rates are going to get away from the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed
mm-hmm.
will not be able to suppress interest rates anymore because people will be losing confidence in the currency, and they'll just be running out of the currency into stuff, into tangibles mm-hmm. that they know have some value. Just maybe you could comment quickly on that as we need to go to break.
We covered that in a report yesterday regarding 10-year T-notes in the U.S., T-note futures. And I would also watch the JGBs, Japanese government bonds, and the German bonds in this regard. They're all 10-year maturities as well. But so far, the surge we had in prices and drop in yields, in like the 30-year bond and the 10-year note, has stabilized since March, gone down a bit in price, meaning up in yields, but incremental, really marginal. It's nothing to talk about. Our look at the momentum and price charts of those markets suggests to us that there could be one more spike up in price, mm-hmm. probably associated with a stock market drop. In other words, a flight to safety phenomenon. Mm-hmm. But it's brief. And I suspect that at some time in 2021, we're going to enter a bear market in U.S. government bonds and notes, meaning higher yields. And yes, it will be out of the control of the Fed.
Wow.
So
and that's
I
when
agree
I think
with, might... I agree with his conclusion with the reservation. You might have one more upward price spike before that occurs.
All right. Very good. Well, you could really see how that could spook the markets and really get people to start to go for the real true money, gold mm-hmm. and silver. So, all right, Michael, we'll have to leave it go at that. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you,
always
Thank
very
you.
Important. To hear from you. And again, it's olivermsa.com, folks, to go to sign up for Michael's letter. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Quentin Henning will be with me to talk about El Oro Resources, a very exciting new story that we're introducing to this program. I'll be right back with Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Benchmark Metals is an advanced gold-silver exploration company that is rapidly advancing its Canadian gold-silver project to a production decision. Benchmark is nearing completion of its largest program to date, with up to 100,000 meters of resource expansion and definition drilling in 2020. The multi-million-ounce potential project is expected to have a new mineral resource estimate and PEA study completed in 2021. The company is backed by the Metals Group management team and believes this aggressive program will be complemented by one of the strongest commodity bull markets in decades. Visit BenchmarkMetals.com and subscribe to follow their success.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced stage road-accessible gold property with an NI 43-101 compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near-surface bulk tonnage gold deposit and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past-producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.